G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 19. I'm John Barker. Joining me is Joel Marshall, ahead of one of the real banner days on the Australian racing calendar. And that is Golden Slipper Day, which I guess these days is the only day on the Australian calendar with five Group 1 races.
Yeah, really looking forward to it, Barks. It's a really good program. Interesting slipper this year in that we've got really strong Victorian presence. The Victorians dominate the betting. Can the locals hold them out on with the locals? You'll have to find out who just in a moment. But yes, the race of the day is that George Ryder. What a cracking race that is. With Winks and some real Group 1 stars turning me loose. Press statement, the three-year-old, can he beat the older horses? Really looking forward to that race.
All right, well, we'll get to those five Group 1s very shortly because we'll take you right through the Rosehill program. It's all black type and there are 10 races with the very, very late edition of the Newcastle Newmarket Handicap after acceptances on Wednesday. Luckily, our sister publication Best Bets was able to scramble and get that last race in before the last section of the magazine went to press. And of course, we've got all 10 races in our winning post. And we start at race one, Nathan's famous Epona Stakes, 1900 metres.
Sticking with Six Sweet Fire, she didn't get the rub of the green last start. Heavens Above went around her on the turn and put her in a pocket and then went on by and ended up winning the race. And Sweet Fire was just held up and then the race passed her by. I thought she was all right through the line and up to 1900. She might be able to turn the tables on Heavens Above. For third, number seven, Alegria, and for fourth, All Cerise, 6275.
Interesting, the Nathan's famous sponsorship. Do you think could there even be a guest appearance by Joey Chestnut?
Joey Chestnut, yes. Oh, geez, that would be worth the admission price alone.
It certainly would. Race two at Rosehill on Saturday, Irresistible Pools and Spas, N.E. Mannion Cup, a 2400 metre Group 3.
Sticking with the Kiwi runner here, DIC, the newcomer to the Gay Waterhouse Yard. He had a bit of a time off. He ran a cracking fourth at the New Zealand Derby behind Mongolian Khan last year and then had a bit of time off and he's come back. He's had two runs, really good last time in a strong 2400 metre race. He'll be fitter for that and I think he'll be hard to beat. From four, LeBrand, the favourite. He certainly, you can see why he's favourite. He's ticking along nicely. Seven, Morris in for third and two, Aubrey. Good Australian debut by him. Throw him in for fourth.
Race three at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday, formerly known as the Derby Munro, now known as the Sebring, over 1,200 metres for three-year-olds at listed level.
Yeah, this is a good competitive race. I'm with Counter Attack. He was, by many, he was given a strong chance in last week's Newmarket before he was a late scratching, so you'd have to think he'd be very hard to beat here. I know he's up the top of the weights as opposed to down the bottom, but he'll be very hard to beat. 14 Egyptian Symbols ready to win. She hasn't had things go her way of late from barrier one. She can settle closer. She'll be very hard to beat with that weight. Three Santa Ana Lane's very smart. Wide gate makes it a little bit tricky. And nine Serene Majesty for fourth. Wasn't bad first up. Little strip fitter.
First of the Group 1s at Rose Hill, and you'd probably have to say the least exciting, is race four, the Ran Vet Stakes, 2,000 metres. Weight for age.
Yes, probably the least exciting, but there's a few questions got to be answered here. Criterion, Mongolian Khan weren't great first up. Can they improve sharply? Criterion getting to 2,000 off of that 1,300 fresh run. Mongolian Khan obviously had his issues in the spring. He was probably always going to take a run, but would have liked to have seen him show a little bit more. I reckon Hauraki gets his chance here. If he's going to beat these calibre of horses, he's going to do it on Saturday. He's had two good runs back. Third up, presents perfectly. On with him to beat one Criterion, two Mongolian Khan, and five the United States. Interesting that they've whipped him up there. It was a good run last week, and he's clearly going well. 4-1-2-5.
Race five at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday, as you alluded to earlier, a very exciting race. The China Horse Club George Ryder Stakes over 1,500 metres. We've got the champion, Australia's champion racehorse elect in Winks, and we've got two representatives of the China Horse Club, but I've just got a sneaking suspicion you're going around all three of those.
Yes, look, you've got to be a little bit willing to take on Winks, but I think Turn Me Loose should be second favourite, and I think it'd be very hard to beat. $9 is a really good price for him. He's a really good horse. First up run was good, and then very good. Didn't lead second up when winning the futurity, but it was a really good win, and I reckon he will lead. He doesn't have to go all that quick. It'll be interesting to see what sort of pressure he gets, but I think it'll be hard to beat. Winx will be storming home and certainly is the logical favourite. 8 Press Statement in for third. He'll settle up close just behind Turn Me Loose, I would have thought, maybe to his outside. And Kermadec will be running on 1582.
Race 6 at Rose Hill is the Sky Racing Rose Hill Guineas for 3-year-olds at level weights over 2,000 metres.
Yeah, look, the Australian Guineas form, I think's the way to go. I've gone 3 Van Brew to beat 1 Tarzino. Tarzino going to be favourite, going to be very hard to beat. I didn't think there was all that much difference between the runs of him and Van Brew at Flemington. Van Brew was over on the inside, had to change course early in the straight, and it's always harder to make up ground coming through the inside and trying to weave your way through, whereas Tarzino was down the outside and pretty much had smooth sailing out there. He'll be very hard to beat, but I'm with 3 Van Brew. He looked very good winning the spring champion in the spring. 3 to beat 1. 8 Montaigne, I think, is the best coming out of the Randwick Guineas. He's just been looking like 2,000 metres would really suit him. And then down the bottom, the other runner coming out of the Flemington race, which is the filly Jamaica in for 4.
Race 7 is the big one, $3.5 million for 2-year-olds over 1,200 metres at level weights, and I speak of the Longines Golden Slipper.
Yeah, I'm tempting fate a little bit here by trying to pick a second consecutive outside barrier draw winner of this race. Vancouver did it last year. I'm hoping Astern can do it this year. I think he's pretty good. Obviously the wide gates, he has had a setback. He was obviously set to run in the lead-up race a couple of weeks ago and didn't, but he's trialled super since then. James McDonald's a really good jockey, and I'm just hoping he gets a bit of luck. I think he'd be very hard to beat. I've got him ahead of 8 Good Standing. I've got a big amount of time for. He might be a better size horse, but he's doing plenty wrong and he's still racing well. And then Extreme Choice, I think he's the pick of the price pair. I think he'll still hold Flying Artie at bay. And I've thrown in Calliope in for 4th, the filly. She'll be flying home at the end. 5, 8, 1, 12.
Race 8 at Rose Hill is Banjo Galaxy, 1,100 metres, worth 707,000. And it is a handicap. There's 7 kilos from top to bottom.
Yeah, very tricky race. I usually look down towards the bottom for these, but I'm going up the top. Number 2, Terra Vista. Very good first up. I think he can carry the weight. He's a proven Group 1 weight for age performer. I think he can carry the weight against these and be very hard to beat. 14 English was super first up, winning the challenge. Probably going to have to do a similar thing and come from the back, having drawn out that wide. But should be very hard to hold out. 4, Our Boy Malachi in next best, back from the 1300 and back from the Canterbury Stakes weight for age. And 13, Fell Swoop, was excellent in the Oakley Plate.
Race 9 at Rose Hill, that takes care of the Group 1s. Race 9 is the last leg of the main quaddie, and it is the TAB birthday card stakes for fillies and mares over 1,200 at Group 3 level.
Yeah, I'm taking the Oakley Plate form line here through number 9, Bezalay. She was well held in that race, but this is easier, and I think she can improve off of that performance. I've got her ahead of 5, Brook Road, who was very good with a big weight first up. 8, Sultry Feeling, was very good winning fresh, and 1, Cradle Knee, has that big weight again, but she's going really well. 9, 5, 8, 1.
And the transferred race at 6:25 p.m. local time is the Newcastle Newmarket over 1350 at Group 3 level.
Yeah, I like the Snowden mares here, 10 and 14. I've gone 14 Nancy. Not by much, though. I don't think there'll be much between them. She was really good first up, and I think she'll be ready to win. Artistry was also good first up off a wide trip. She's drawn a touch awkward again, so she's going to need that little bit of luck. 14 to beat 10, and next best, the Waller pair. 5, Saddler's Lake, and 4, Amavatio.
All right, well, it's not just Golden Slipper Day on Saturday. It is Golden Mile Day, one of the great country Victorian race days. Standalone Saturday at Bendigo. I think it's the 5th year they've done it, growing in stature each year. And why don't we take you right through? Well, we'll start with this 2-year-old race and then take you through the quaddie. The 2-year-old race is race 4, the AgVantage Vobis Gold Rush. It is, in fact, the richest race on the day, $250,000, but not a black type race, so restricted to Vobis qualified horses. What did you like here, Joel?
Yeah, very, very tricky. None of the first starters have really I haven't sort of really got any that I've been waiting to back. I've gone for number two, Preemptive. I thought at a bit of odds, he might run well. You look at his form on paper and it doesn't read well, but I thought he ran much better than his form indicates through the spring. He drew wide gates, ran some good races. Wasn't far away in the Nurse and Cooper behind Jackson and Soviet Secret. Form lines that have held up pretty well in recent weeks. He's been gelded. He's won a trial. I thought he might run a race at odds. From six, Creativity, he was excellent on debut. One, Valiano, can find this easier. And the pick of the newcomers, I thought, was Schnitzel Way, number 13, despite a wide gate.
I went for Creativity on top, number six, to beat one, Valiano. And then two of the first starters, 12, Princess of Queens, and 10, if not now, when? Race six at Bendigo on Saturday is the $110,000 Catanax Jewelers Gold Bracelet, 1,400 metres for the older mares.
I'm with number two, Hijack Hussey here. Brad Willow rides the stablemate Atlantis Dream, which may be a pointer, but I'm with Hijack Hussey. She was super at her first run for the Weir Yard. Chasing home Miss Seaton Sands, we'll get a bit of a line through that form line at the Valley on Friday night. I think Hijack Hussey will run well. From four, Written, who'll be up on the pace making her own luck. One, Atlantis Dream. 13, Lola de Oro, is a mare worth watching. She's well out of her class here, but she's coming along well and is one to throw in your first fours.
And I'm pretty much with you with the two Weir horses, two Hijack Hussey to beat one, Atlantis Dream. Eight, Samar Tested, and six, the French horse Gabella, first up in Australia. And race seven is the main race on the card. It is the $150,000 Bet365 Golden Mile, 1,600 metres.
Giving Abide With Me another chance. I was very keen on her first up, and she offered nothing, but did pull up with an internal bleed, and Glenn Boss also said that she wanted blinkers back on. So she gets the blinkers back on, assuming she's 100%. I've got to give her another chance. Her spring form against some A-grade milers was very good. So I'll give her another go to beat eight, Velox, I think can run well fresh. Two, Zabisco Ditto, and four, Survived, an interesting runner. They'd actually, I think, decided to retire him over New Zealand, but now he's come across here and find himself with Archie Alexander. So watch betting, he's pretty classy when right. 3, 8, 4, 2.
I thought Nevis, number nine, could improve suddenly. Third up, couple of runs under the belt in this grade for the Team Williams. From two, Zabisco, four, Survived, and five, Bondiga. Race eight at Bendigo is the other listed event, and that is the Rich Enough at Woodside Park. Bendigo Guineas over 1,400 metres for three-year-olds, set weights and penalties.
Yeah, I like number 12, Silence Edition here from the Andrew Noblet Yard. She cleared maiden ranks at Cranbourne first up, far too good for that lot. She now steps back up in class, but she showed she was up to this sort of level in the spring without racing with a lot of luck. I think she'll be very hard to beat. From 13, Letter Rip, who was the unlucky runner at Caulfield first up, scratched last week from the CUNY, runs here, if all's well, she can run well. Two, Tavachi, just got going, probably took charge of Nicole a bit too early in the Guineas. This is a drop in class, and he was very good winning prior, and one, Odyssey Moon, was pretty good first up.
Yeah, I thought just Tavachi, the last 1,400 metre start defeating Palantino, albeit controversially, would be good enough for this, just 4 kilos above the minimum. Two, Tavachi to beat six, Palace Tycoon, eight, Amadeus, and one, Odyssey Moon. And we rounded out at Bendigo, last leg of the quaddie, race nine, iTalk Travel Bendigo Trophy, 1,100 metres, benchmark 84.
I'm with number eight, Sardaj, interesting newcomer to the Hayes Dabernig Yard, formerly with the Team Hawks. She was a bit unlucky not to get very close to Churchill Dancer at Mooney Valley first up last prep. That's good form. And then luck sort of eluded her in the next couple as well. She's been trialling well. I think she'll be hard to beat. From four, Society Man, nine, Armada, and seven, Ransati.
Just a bit of a hunch about number 12, Bradman, the despised Bradman, but first up here and has one only try at the track. Might in fact be his only win. To beat nine, Armada, 13, Squeaky Squirrel, and 4, Society Man. And did I get your best and value bet for Rose Hill, just to take us back? Sorry.
Yeah, we'll go backwards. My best was Haraki in race 4, and my value was Van Brew in race 6. And Bendigo, my best is Abide With Me, race 7, number 3, and my value was Preemptive, race 4, number 2.
And well, my best at Bendigo was race 8, number 2, Tavachi. My value bet, race 7, number 9, Nevis. Morfettville Parks. Racing on the Parks track. You haven't...
have not looked at Morfettville, but Carl, who is not here to join us this week, his best, I can read out, is Kept Woman. The Peter Moody trained Kept Woman, who I think is also an acceptor for Moonee Valley Friday night, so just keep on the lookout there. Kept Woman is race 3, number 5, and Carl's value bet is Jupiry Saga, race 7, number 5. The only thing I could offer was in the 2-year-old race, which is race 4, number 2, Sweet Varden. You would think would be pretty hard to beat. Neapolitan was impressive last week on the quick backup here, but Sweet Varden ran pretty well in the Merson Cooper. Was the pick of the McAvoy pair that day in betting. Jackson won the race. Interesting to see how she returns, this daughter of Jimmy Shute.
All righty, Doomben is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday after the little spell it had, although I suppose it was, they were back there yesterday, weren't they? On Wednesday, I should say. And there is no black type, but you kick us off nice and early with your value bet in race 1.
Yeah, number 13, I'm So Epic. Everything she did in her first prep suggested she wanted further than the 1,100 and 1,050 metres she was racing over. She ran some good races. The first up run just never went a yard on the heavy track. I think back on top of the ground, I know she's drawn wide, but she'll probably get back anyway. Up to 1,350, that'll really suit her. I think she'll run a really good race. And my best is Lauterbrunnen, race 7, number 5. A few chances in this, but I think he's ready to win. He had a bit of a gap between runs from his first up to second up, and then went to the mile last start and was really good chasing Heart of a Warrior. Fitter for that run at the mile and well into the weights with 52.5.
All right, there's a bit of black type happening at Ascot in Perth, starting in race 3, Natasha Stakes for 3-year-old fillies.
Hoping Acadia Dream can finally turn the tables on Dreamtime Dancer. Usually these fillies that win keep winning, but I'll stay in the corner of Acadia Dream. 3 to beat 1, next best 4, Spirit Bird from 7, first impression.
Race 4 for the 2-year-old colts and geldings is the listed Perth Stakes over 1,100 metres.
Yeah, I'm hoping the Magic Millions form line's the way to go for both these 2-year-old races. The River won the race. He lines up here. I've got him on top of 6, Lusahar, 3, Speeding Comet, and 4, Atacama Sky.
Race 5 is the fillies division, the Jim Crack Stakes, and this one is a Group 3 over 1,100 metres, and this has attracted a pretty good full field of 14.
Yeah, and I like Stored Energy at Pinjarra and the Magic Millions, and she charged home behind the River. She's been racing really well against the boys. She looks well placed here in a good fillies race, but I think just that slight drop in class will suit, and a good draw. 4 on top from 2, Whispering Brook, 11, Ali Kazoom, well bred and has trialled well, and 1, Spangled Impact.
Race 6 at Ascot is the last of the black type. It is the Schweppes JC Roberts Stakes over 1,800 metres at level weights for 3-year-olds. And you're forgiving Kiora Kutu for the fairly strange first up run.
Yeah, it was a bit of a baffling run. Hopefully out to 1,800 second up, he'll be a bit fitter and certainly deserves another chance on what he did in the spring to beat 2, Hudat Singer, 3, Heart Starter, and 7, Barzinho.
Okay, your best was race 5, number 4 in the Gym Crack Stored Energy, and your value comes up in the 7th. Talk us through number 4, Conjob.
He won his first two this time in, including one in midweek grade at Ascot. He then stepped up to this class last start. I thought he ran really well. That was at 1,400. He comes back to 1,200. He's won 4 of 8. At that distance, and with the claiming apprentice going on, he drops 3 kilos.
All right, earlier in the day over in New Zealand, we head to the Kiwi capital, Wellington, and Trentham Racecourse, where they are running the Group 1 New Zealand Oaks.
Yeah, it's been weakened somewhat with a couple of the big name fillies coming straight to Sydney for next week's Vinery. I speak of Valley Girl and Capella. They both ran really well in the Derby, and it leaves it open for these two fillies at the top, which are going real, probably 3 fillies at the top, which are going really well. You'd be surprised if anything else outside the top 3 won it. I'm with Sophia Rosa. She was so dominant winning the Lowland Stakes traditional lead-up. She's won 3 of 4 this prep. The only miss was when she crashed heavily at Ellerslie on Boxing Day, and she bounced back to win on New Year's Day. So she's a very smart filly. I think she'll win from 3 Promised Terrain, 1 Mime, and Best Ruffy, possibly the maiden, Amazing Lady. She ran 3rd behind Sophia Rose, a long way from her, but Roger James knows what he's doing. He would be throwing a maiden in a race like this if he didn't think she could run well. My best for Trentham was Raza Lila. Race 5, number 2, just looks very well placed here in this set weights race. Her and Illuminati, clearly the highest rated mares, but Illuminati South Island form, not quite up to Razalila's form, I don't think. So I'm with her, race 5, number 2. And my value was Spanish Gold, race 9, number 6. One with blinkers on last time in. It's had a long spell. The first up run was good, and now blinkers go back on here. So I think we'll run well, Spanish Gold.
Alrighty, that takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. But the previous night, there's a bit of black type. There's three black type races, in fact, at Moonee Valley, all covered, of course, in your winning post. And we start with race 3, Spicer Thoroughbreds, Valley Pearl, over 1,200 metres for two-year-olds.
Yeah, 6 Zam Zam, opened at an odds-on quote, and you'd expect that. Really good in the Blue Diamond, chasing home the two Golden Slipper favourites, and she's proven at the Valley, so you've got to stick with her. From 1, Lycurgus, missed the start and still managed to win well on debut. 7, Gloriette, back to Melbourne, can improve. And 8, Queen Magdalene, getting away from the straight track, might be an improver as well.
The big race on the Valley card on Friday night is race 6, the William Hill Alistair Clark Stakes, over the Cox Plate trip of 2040 metres for the three-year-olds at level weights, group 2 level.
Yeah, good clash here between Palantino and Tally. Got to go with Palantino, obviously the Group 1 form looks the way to go. Tally's taken all before him this prep though, and he wasn't far from Tarzino in the Vase back in the spring. Obviously that form lines up through Palantino, but 1 to beat 2, 8 Top Ravine for 3rd, and 5 Patch Adams for 4th.
And finally race 7, the Simpson Construction Able Stakes, over 1,200 metres, a listed event.
Yeah, I'm going Reldas. Got a bit of weight, but loves the Valley, and he's going well without winning this time in. Super run in the Oakley Plate. He did have a light weight, so he was entitled to run well, but I think fit probably exceeded many expectations. On with him to beat 6 Miss Seton Sands, who was excellent at her Australian debut. 1 It Is Written, another track specialist that should run well despite the weight. And Fast Cash, 16, if he gets a run, can be competitive. If not, he should run well in one of the early races at Bendigo on Saturday.
Alrighty, and talk through your best and value bet at the Valley.
Master of Arts was my best. Really good run first up. Just lost sight of the lure at Cranbourne last time out. The leader dominated. He just got too far back. Out to 2043rd up, I think he can bounce back. And the last race, really good race, this mare's event. Plenty of chances. French Emotion's going to be short. She's looked really good this time in, but comes back from 1400 to 1200. I thought Serenade could run really well. She had form around good fillies last prep, wasn't far from Petite Falou and Take Pride. She's been jumping out well, and I think she'll run a good race at double figure odds.
And we head on to Sunday with full form in your winning post for 4 meetings, including 2 Country Cups in Victoria, and the main one is at Yarra Valley. And in fact, our winning post team is unanimous in their liking of number 7, Berisha.
Yeah, he was really good at Flemington last start. I gave him a good chance that day. There was late money for him, and it was a really strongly run race, won by Tom Melbourne, who goes around the Albury Cup on Friday. I thought Berisha was just really game, kept finding the line. He looks perfectly placed third up. I thought the main danger was Falago, who's coming through that same race at Flemington. I made it my best for the day, Berisha. My value at Yarra Valley was What a Hoot, race 5, number 9.
All right, and the other Country Cup is at Tatura, race 7, the Neatline Homes Tatura Cup. Paul Richards is selecting the Simon Morris-trained Mr. Journeyman, number 6. That leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, and all your favourite features besides, including we've got a wraparound about the Golden Slipper action featuring a Q&A that Paul Richards has done with Damien Oliver, who of course rides Flying Artie in the slipper, talking to Damien about his various experiences over the years in the Golden Slipper and other matters besides. And also we've got, if you're missing Carl, we've got Joel and Carl doing a head-to-head style preview of the Rose Hill meeting. So you can certainly get Carl's thoughts there in your winning post. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I don't think I'm coming off a win. As usual, I can't remember what I did last week. But this week, I think I will get a win. With apologies to Joel, who's tipped something else. I have gone for Bendigo Race 8, number 2, Tavachi. Joel?
Wait for late in the day where you've got a bit of cash to splash. Race 5 at Ascot. Number 4, Stored Energy.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week, probably well, probably Thursday again, actually, on the preview podcast.